Daf is Daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding at the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Lamed Beis at the bottom. Sark the Helik Mishnah Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah in Ma'avirin Alav Satkon. Even though we have a mitzvah to do Midiraisin, to do the Kiyas Shofar, nonetheless we are not Mechal Yontif, whether we're talking about it as a Midiraisin, as a Rabbanan, in order to just see to it that the Shofar is available. So therefore, we are not in Ma'avirin Alav Satchum. We don't go out of the Tchum for it, even though maybe 2,000 Amos Rabbanan. We don't leave the Tchum in order to hear a shofar, so that if we don't have a shofar nearby, or to bring a shofar to where we are without being over on Hutzah, the Ein Mefakchin Alav Atagal, nor if it's in a collapsed building, do we lift the stones off of it. You don't move the stones on Yantar for Isser Mukta, even though Isser Mukta is only Drabbanan. Lo Olim Be'ilan, you don't climb up a tree, which is also only Isser Drabbanan, because maybe you'll pull off a branch or a peros. Lo Rochvin Agabe Behema, nor do we ride on an animal, even though that too is only Isser Drabbanan, to ride an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because maybe you'll pull off a branch in order to be manigit, lo shatim al pnei hamayim, nor do we swim over water, or take a boat over water, because we're afraid that you'll be metaken kli shayit, en chotkin oto, nor do we cut the shofar on Yom Tov itself, in order to have the shofar to blow, en bedover shom mishum shvus, whether we cut it in a way which is not normal, therefore would only be this drabonan, and that's called Kilach HaYad, or Ben Bedova, Shom Mishum Lotasa, or even if you'd be over on Lotasa Kol Malacha. Aval Imra Tzali Tena Tocho Mayim O Yayin, if you want to just make it better to improve the sound, you want to fill it with water, with wine, in order to smooth its sound, you take, and that's not considered to be a Tikkun Kli, if it was Roy Litzkiya anyway, before, because a shipur of the kli is not considered here to be tikkun mod. In mat kvin etatinokot minitkoha, Bezdin is not chuyev to prevent children from doing a tekiah on Rosh Hashanah, because it's good to get them anyway used to the mitzvah. Avo mitaskina memadaraba. We are interested in actually get them, so Ella would mean on the contrary in this case, according to some anyway. And we would like to get them involved in learning, achiyomedu, so that they should become bekiyim, tekiyah, and should learn the dinim and the ability to be tekiyah. So once we have now a heter of tekiyah shofar Yom Tov for a mitzvah, so then we're matir anything that has to do with someone who's being Isaac in the mitzvah, even somebody who's teaching children. However, if you were being tekiya in this type of circumstances, not for shame mitzvah, so the misasek, not for the mitzvah, you would not be yotze lo yatsa, and hashomea min misasek lo yatsa. And even if somebody had kavona to be yotze, but the one who was blowing wasn't blowing the shame mitzvah, he would not be yotze, even though he himself did have kavona. Ask Zohar my time. Why indeed should we say that Tekiyas Shofar shouldn't be doing all of these various pashtis? Shofar is a mitzvah saseh. But a yontev is also a mitzvah saseh, and it's a mitzvah lo saseh as well. Ve'en aseh docha lo saseh ve'aseh. We have the mitzvah of Shabbaton on yontev, and then we have the lo saseh kol malacha. So since shofar cannot be docha what it says in the Torah, because of that we already said it shouldn't be derecho what was added on those Yisurim mid-Rabbanan. And this is, of course, only because the Chachamim had the kayach to be yoker, a chi of minatera with a sheva altase, and they included, therefore, all of their concepts of malachas, extensions of malachas, together with the yikr malacha, just like shofar is in derecho the yikr malacha, because of enesi derecho loisesevi. So too is an atoch even the shvusim the rabbanan that extend those assets, those assets. Now the Mishnah said, "Lo olim bi'ilan, v'lo rochvin agabe behiman." We're to bring the shofar because we're afraid then maybe you'll cut something off the branch from the Ilan as you're going up, or to be mounting the Behem as you're riding. Hashtag Rabbon and Arbit Law. So let me ask you something. In the Mishnah, you said first not even to be over on an Isser Tchum. So you have the Tchum, you have the Din of Mukta, or Isser Rabbonon, such as the Rechiva. So the Uraisa, my boy, why then do you have to say that you're not allowed to be over on the Uraisa? That obviously the Uraisa, to cut it, Mishum Leisasiko Malacha, for sure you're not allowed to. Says the Gemara, this is the case of Zuvein Zergolemar Zub, and in Okinami. First, we say that you should know that even in the Rabbona, and I, needless to say, that we have an Issa D'Uraisa, for sure, you can't be over on the Issa D'Uraisa. Okay, then you said you can't cut Shofar Bein Bedover, Shum Mishum Shvuas, Bein Bedover, Shum Mishum Lotas. What would be, for instance, cutting where it's considered to be only a Shvuas? The Mishum Shvuas, the Rabbonan, would be, for instance, using a sickle, Magola. So here we have a sickle, which is not usually used for cutting a shofar, so then that would be a shinuin, and it's Gilar Chayat. Loisase, if we say that it's shown, what about on the Iser, Losase, which is Losase Komalocha, which is the Uraisa Sakina? Usually we use a knife, and therefore in that case, it would be an Iser D'Uraisa. So now you told me that it's usher to cut the shofar even with a magol. So why bother telling me lotas any boy that if you're over in lotas, but as we said before, the mission's constructed is a zuvein terek lomazu on this part as well. You said him ratzeli tevdochu mayim o yayin, it's mashba davke mayim o yayin. But the normal ingredient, which was the cure-all in those days for elements that required chemical processing, would be to leave in urine, old urine that had turned basically become like ammonia, that apparently you're not allowed to do, even though the mice said that is also very good for processing the shofar to improve its sound. So who then would be the Mishnah Shita reflecting? Abba Sholi. You can make it smoother, but it seems to be a bizui mitzvah to utilize miraglayim for the improvement of the sound of the shofar. So the mashmaut over here is that children, you're not ma'akir, but hanashim ma'akrim, it would be women. Since they're Paturei, says the children are going to become Gedolim, so they're Bichayev, so we want to be Mechanica. But women were Paturei, we wouldn't give them the opportunity to blow on the shofar. But Anya Inmak Vinos on Hashim Velos Akinokot, Milit Koabiyatav. Yet the Brisa says clearly that we are not Makiv, not women, and not children. Omar Abaya Lokashes, no problem. Here the Mishnah, it's Mashma, that we would be Ma'akev Noshim, that's going out Liba the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that there is an Isser of Rashman, there's an Isser of Baltesiv. The person is not Bechliv in a mitzvah, goes in and does it. And the Brisa says that it's okay for a woman to be together, that's going out Liba the Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon. Who hold that there is no Isser of Baltesiv. The Tanya, the Beryl B'nei Yisrael. Here it says the Beryl B'nei Yisrael, Dafka the males. There's a mitzvah to lean down on the carbon that you're bringing. Since it says Dafka B'nei Yisrael, it means B'nei Yisrael Somchim. The din of Smicha is said on Bonim, but ain't B'not Yisrael Somchot. So that means it's also for them because there's an Yisrael Baltosav. Again, this is Rashi's approach, that the problem is Baltosav did rebuke it. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Noshim, Somchot, Rishuth. They have a right if they want to be son. Now, what it's saying over here is that they're potter from Smicha, but there's certainly no Isser of Baal Taisir to do a mitzvah that is a mitzvah, just that it's a mitzvah that you're not Mechuyavan. Now, others learn that Pshadavir has nothing to do with Baal Taisir, but rather with the question of other Isserim that are involved. So in other words, to do a Tkiyah of Shofar, where you're going to be over on the Isser of Mashmiya Kol, on Yom Tov, which is an Isidra Banan, we wouldn't do unless you're mamish b'chuyev. Or to be semech on a korban, where you're going to be basically utilizing kachim to support your weight, we wouldn't do. And not that there's a problem of Baal Taisif. Continues the Mishnah, Aval mitaskim b'hem achi yilmadu. This halacha that we just said, that you're mitasekim aktanim, to teach them how to be tekea, even though it's not a tekeisho mitzvah, that is even on Rosh Hashanah that came out on B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Shabbos. So that even though there's, in general, a gzera not to be tekea shofar on Shabbos, because the Shem Yavirenu Arba'is B'Shus Arabian, but that was not said in a case of Chinuch. In the case of Chinuch, there should be no problem, because the Yisr, the chashash, the real chashash, you don't have. You're just training them now to be mechanech them for mitzvah. That's a general chinuch. It's not that there's a pressure to get it done now. Tani nami ochi mitaskim be'am achi yomaduru, meaning afilo b'shabbos. Ve'ein ma'akvim natin hakos b'litko b'shabbat ve'ein tzarech lomar b'yom tov. Wait. You're just contradicting yourself. Aguf akash. At first you said in the ratio of your mitaskim b'am achi yomadu afilo b'shabbos. You say to work with them until they finally get it straight. That's done Shabbos, which means that alma l'chatchila min atikur. Tell them, blow better, you didn't do it right, put your, hold it this way, hold it that way. V'horatan, and then you say, in ma'akvim, don't prevent them. What do you mean, don't prevent them? You're being misasik with them. Mashva famiri kuvahu, de lo ma'akvim, and we don't prevent them, but lo l'chatchil lo amin atiku. We're not going to tell them, okay, do a better job, try it this way, go ahead and be took care. So we have a contradiction. If the Reisha says even l'chatchila, you get them to learn it. How do we explain the Sefer that says only that we don't prevent them, but we don't go out of our way to push them? Says the Gemara, lo kasha kan, the Reisha talks about that you could be misasik l'chatchila, is talking about the katan shigia l'chinuch. So he's now at an age where we need to be mechanechim, so because of that, there's an issue indeed to be misasik with him. Whereas Khan, here in the Sefer, where it says that a ma'akman is so much b'l'chatchilu, when I'm misasik, is talking about a katan, we're not misasik with him, but if he's misasik by himself, there's no need to prevent him. This is how Rashi's learned. But there is, however, a Tosfos that says, thus a Tosfos, that it's just the opposite, that if it was a katan, where that's a yelachinuch, we have to worry that he's going to get the wrong idea about Tzkiyas on Shabbos. So over there, it's not ma'akev. V'hamitasek lo yatsa. As the Gemara's medayek over here, that a mashma'ut is that dafka somebody who was just playing around with the shofar, and it turns out that the shofar makes a sound that he wasn't planning on. But over there, there was no kavan at all of Tzkiyas. That's called misasek. So there, he wouldn't be yotzi. But if he planned to make that tkiya as part of the concerto for two shofarot, let's say, hatokeh l'shir, and part of that concerto was a tkiya tshuva tkiya, he'd be yotzi. Lema misayele l'rava. So is this a raya to Rava? The Omar Rava hatokeh l'shir yatsa, that you don't need over here kavana specifically for a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. Yoma tekele shirnami mitasek karli. Maybe the point is that's also called a misasek. And when the Mishnah writes over here misasek, it means both types of misasek. There's no kavana bechlal for tekiyah, and there's no kavana l'shem mitzvah. So in terms of what you need to be yotzi, you consider it to be a misasek. You can't bring a raya that mitzvah saints are discovered. V'yashomi, amid amitasek lo yatsa. So the Gemara is medayik, it's mashma, we're dafke, if you heard it from somebody who wasn't mechavin for the mitzvah of tkia. But let's say that you had heard it from somebody who was blowing it to be yotze himself, avalashomea, min amashmir le'atzmo, where he did have kavana for tkia shofar, but he just didn't have any kavana to be mitzi you. My, so then what would be the din from here? It's mashman, you are yaitzeh. If that's the case, let me tell it to you, Rebbe Zera. This is mamish, the opposite of what Rabbi Zera said before. Yomel Rabbi Zera l'shami. Remember that Rabbi Zera said to his valet, "Ichaveinu tikali, be mechanet to be meitzi me with your tikiya, and go, and that way I could be yotzi." Which is mashma. Without that kavani, he wouldn't be yotzi. Says the Gemara, well, you know what? It could be that Dilma, I did ton of ratio. Since over here it says, the Tana says in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Hamit Asei is Yatza, so Tana Seifa Nami, therefore, the Lashon over here in the Seifa is Mit Asei. That could be. But as far as that the Shomea has to be Mechaving to be Motzi him, could be also we're not Yotze. But we're not coming to address that issue. We're coming over here to just to contrast the kavana latzeis with the kavana shalom latzeis. Or a misasek without a kavana latzeis. Okay. So now we have completed the essential dinim of the shofar itself. Now how about the dinim of the tekiyas themselves? So remember that we have now two times the din of Trua. One is the in Vayikra, the Daber Bnei Yisrael Amor B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Echad Chodesh Yelakam Shabbaton Zichron Trua, and one is in Bamidbar B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Echad Chodesh Mekodesh Yelachem Yom Trua Yelachem. So that means we have one Lashon of Trua, which is a reference also to Shofar, if we include now in the dinim of Yovel, so we also have Avarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh Hashvi B'Esor LaChodesh, referring to Yom Kippur of Yovel. So that means now that Chazal have three Mekoreis, and because we compare, remember, the Gzeirah Shavah of Yom Kippurim of Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, that means we have a right to add this mention of Tkia of Shofar. Here on Yovel, we have a right to add it to the dinim of Tkias HaShofar, which means that we now have three separate Mekoreis for the Trua that is mentioned by Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we see from here there need to be three Keleis on Rosh Hashanah, and we know, as we'll prove all of this in the Sugya to come, every Trua requires a Tkia before and a Tkia afterwards, which means that I really have a chiyuv to do nine separate kerleis, which are
Zukta Heilige Nishna.
Happy birthday. Seder Tekiyas, Shalosh. The shir, the Seder of Tekiyas that we have, are three sets, Malkiyas, Achronis, and Shaifrais, each one of which consists of three essential kerleis. Tkia, Trua, Tkia. I'm going to learn all this out of Sukkim.
Actually, we did this.
All right, so we'll review. Okay, fine. Shi'ur Teru'a, Kishalosh Yelavot. What is the meaning of the, how long does a Trua go on? As long as three Yelavot. Now, this word leads to immense confusion in the Halacha Lamaisa. Rashi learns a yevava is simply a single short sound, like one sob. Because of that, it turns out that according to Rashi, tekiya is basically very, very short, because it's only the sound of what we would call a shvarim, really. Right? Three kolot. That's how we do each one of the shvarim is connected three short sobs. But that, as Tosis points out, causes a tremendous problem, because then if you give us a slightly long shvarim, each one of the shvarim becomes a tkiya and passes the shvarim. Because then instead of doing shvarim, you're doing three tkiyas. Because is already a tkiya according to Rashi. You'd have to be very makbid to do short shvarim. So your window is much, much tighter when it comes according to Rashi's pshat. Now, not everybody agrees, and indeed the Riva and the Rivam Tosus brings here both disagree with Rashi, and they understand that the word yevava means three kolot itself. Three brief kolot is the shir of a yevava, which is the way we do it, And therefore, the shvarim itself is not a problem to equal a tekiah, because then a tekiah would equal three of those, which would be nine kolod, so that there would be a big difference between them. And this we'll get into when what I'd like to do with you. I know it's a little scary, but I'd like to go through the Tosas with you after we do the sukkah, because the issues are so fundamental. There's what's going on up there with the guy who's saying no good, do it again. And that's, what's that all about? It's kedai. I think if we come out with anything, avokalamaisa from this mesechta, probably you won't be called upon this month to do the kiddush achodesh in Beis Din and so on. So maybe this would be something that we could concentrate on. So again, according to Rashi, the shir tkiyah would be three brief kolot. According to the Rivam, the shir would be basically three longer kolot, each one of which is the equivalent of three brief sabs. Shiur trua kishalosh yevavot, the truah itself would be the shiur of three such yevavot. And we're going to come out later on that the Mishnah doesn't quite mean what it's saying. It seems to be saying that you'd have to have three separate truahs for each tekiah in length, and that ends up not being what it means. So the shear of the trua is like three of these brief kolot. Yevava, so that we have the broken up trua into three parts. Takabri shonal mashak b'shniyakishtayim. Someone who was tokea at the first, the beginning of the Seder, and then for the second one, he kept on a very long tekiah until it was as long as two of the original ones. Ein biyado ala achat, nonetheless, he only has the one, it only counts as one. That's how we've been reading it throughout the sugya, and that's the way all of the paskim here paskim. But lamais, there are rishonim who bring that the mashmaut of the Yerushalmi is in biyodo ela achat, means you only got one out of those two tekiahs, meaning the tekiah that you did correctly and not the tekiah that you did over long. Which would mean that there would be hakpada, that if you had in mind to do two tekiahs instead of one, it doesn't count even as a one tekiah, because you weren't blowing a single tekiah, which would make tremendous nafkaminas. But okay, normatively, we assume that it means, in biyado ela achat, the last one is only worth one, even though you did it as long as two. In which case, it becomes more problematic to explain why does it bother mentioning the taka b'rishona or mashar b'shnia. Who cares if he was taka b'rishona? So according to Yerushalmi, taka b'rishona in biyado ela achat, that's the achat you have, is the b'rishona. Your first tekiah, then you did the trua, then you did a super long tekiah. You only have the first tekiah. But if you learn the way we're learning, that it means you only have one of the two tekiahs, all it should have said is taka tekiah arucha kishtei tekiah is in biyado ela achat. What's the point of saying Tokab Rishena? So indeed, the Rishonim point out that the only thing that defines the essential length of the Tekiah and indicates that he's doing two is the fact that he was Tokab Rishona. And now he has double the Rishona. But otherwise, there is no innate length to a Tekiah. So what would make this Tekiah two Tekiahs? The fact that it's double the opening of the Tekiah. Now that we'll see, the way he does it, that we'll see whether that's absolutely true, whether a tekiah has a particular length that is meant to be defined as a tekiah. Misha Birech, somebody who said his shalosh brochas, the malchus, the chayis, the shofars, and did not have a shofar. V'achakach nitmana lo shofar afterward. We don't use so much the lashon of nitmana in the sense of his damen lo shofar. However, if you think about it, in Yonah, it says, Vayiman Hashem, Da'adolah, which means that he was his min, correct? Which explains the relationship of man to the Hazmanat Ochlin, as Rashi says. So what it means is Hachanat Ochlin, which is strange because Mazon is the same letters as Zimei. And you'll notice there's a lot of Zimei that has to do with Mazon overall, isn't there? So that's strange. So man, zimun, mazon are interrelated. So here you discover you have nizdamein lo shofar, So then you go ahead and you do the Shalosh Pa'amim Tekeh, Meriah V'Tekeh Shalosh Pa'amim, and you do that one after the other, one connected Malchus, one connected Zichronos, one connected Shofaros. Meanwhile, we're assuming that all you need is a total of these nine kolot, right? Three times Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah. Now, how we get into the complexities of today, that we'll see as we go through the sugya. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayav, kach ko yachid v'yachid chayav. And in the same way that we have a chiyav on the shliach tzibur, now here's a little bit of machlokes. I mean, that there's a chiyav on the shliach tzibur to say the tefillas musafim with the malchus echvanis v'shoifres, so too every yachid has to do it. That's the pashtus. However, there are rishonim that learn that the same way that the shliach tzibur does the tekiyah, and the Trua Tkiah B'toch is Malchus Zichronos V'Shofaros, the Mishnah is saying, so too does every Yochid have to do it, and we'll see in the Gemara that that's not so partial in the Gemara to come. But if it's a reference now to Musaf, so it's saying everybody is Chayav individually to Daven Musaf, with all of the complex brachas that are there, and Rabbi Gamliel Amar Shliach Tzibur Motziat HaRabim Yedei Chovatam, that actually the shatz is motzi everybody. Now again, we'll see in the Gemara, because we know that there's a difference between someone who is a Baki and someone who isn't a Baki. Obviously, there's a point in having a separate tefillah where we daven, and then when the Shliach Tzibur davens. And I mean, here it seems to be a machlokas one way or the other. I mean, if you're saying only the yachid is chayav, what's the point in having a Shliach Tzibur if he can't be motzi you? And if the Shliach Tzibur is being motzi you, then what's the point in the yachid? Okay, so this we'll see in the Gemara.
Language of Mishabera, there's a discussion. It means it was already
davened. The language, yeah.
Mishabera.
Yeah, he already said his tefillah with the... It says Birech because we have the special brachas about this according to Shreifers. The interrelationship over here is between Tkiyas and brachas, not between Tkiyas and tefillah, but between the Tkiyah, Trua Tkiyah of Malchias, Tkiyah, Trua Tkiyah of Zichronos and of Shofaros, so that the constantly throughout the sugya we'll be using the word brachos in terms of what you're saying, the Malchus, Chronos, and Shofaros respectively, and tekiyos for the tekiyos that are associated with those brachos. Asks the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to be saying that a single tekiyah should be as long as three truas, and yet the Braita says Vatanya Shir tekiyah is the same as a single trua, ketrua. Omer Abaye, Tana Didanka Choshev Tkiyah Dekulu Bavi. The Tana that we're talking about over here is talking about the Tkiyahs of the entire set. So that what he's saying is the Shir of the three Tkiyahs that open up each set are the same as the Truas in the three sets. And the Truas Dekulu Bavi. So what it's saying is the Tkiyahs. He doesn't want to say the Shalosh Tkiyas, because that's in the Shesh Tkiyas, right? Why then indeed only mention the Tkiyas, the opening Tkiyah? Mm. All right, so the Ran says it's a Dover Pashat, that the second Tkiyah will be the same as the first Tkiyah. The Chiddush over here is only that the Tkiyah, what is the Chiddush? And that he doesn't speak out, but other Rishonim speak out that the Chiddush is, we'll see in the Gemara that there's a Machlokas, how much of this is the Raisa, how much is the Rabbonah. So it could be that the Chiddush is that the Shiurim for all of them are the same. Even if you hold only one set as the Oraisa. But Lamaisa, we put it together as a group that you should know there's no Shinuyim between them. Between the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Fine. However one understands it, it means the three Tkiyas that open each one of the sets are the equivalent length of the three Truas of the sets, which essentially boils down to saying that a Tkiyah equals a Trua, which is the same as the Braisa, so therefore there's no Machlokas. Tana Baraka Choshvashenke, the outside Tana, which of course is the Braita, has the other meaning. Bara, he's the guy that comes from the outside. So he is also talking about the relationship of Tkiyah Trua, but he's only referring to Chayim Baba. But they're saying the same thing. Vetulo. Shi'ur Teru'ah Kishlol Yevavot. Now here is a problem, because the Braita, that same Braita says, V'atani Shi'ur Teru'ah Kishlosha Shevarim. Now a Yevava, we understand, is a very short call, like a sab. But the Shevarim would be more like a groan, as the word indicates, broken, a broken sound. A groan is a lot longer than a sab. In a sab, you have almost a hiccuping sound, right? In which the sounds are very, very close together. And in a groan, you have a longer sigh. So Abba Abaya, this we can't square. In other words, I tried squaring the Tana of the Mishnah with the Tana of the Braita in terms of the length of the Kiyan Trua, but I cannot pretend that saying a Yevava is the same thing as saying a Shever. It's not the same at all. So the Havarai Pligin, in this they definitely argue, and I'll even explain what the argument is. If you take a look at the Pasuk and then at the Targum of the Yom Teruah Yelachem, which appears by Bachodesh HaShvi'i. So Bachodesh HaShvi'i, the Yom Teruah is miturgam with the word Yom Yevava Yehelechon, which means that we understand that the word Teruah is meant to be a Yevava. Now, the word Yevava appears in the story of the mother of Sisera. It says over there, "Chtiv b'imei de Sisera, be'ada chalon ishkefa v'tiyabeb in Sisera." So she was being miyabeb, worried about her son, who never showed up, coming back from his attack against the Jews. And the question is, what was she doing? So mar sofar genuchi gonach, umar sofar yilula yolim. So one man, the Omar, says she was broken. Basically had already accepted the fact that he was gone and was groaning and sighing, and the other one says that she was sobbing because she was terrified. So the question is whether the Lashon of Yevava in the Pasuk, in the Targum of the Pasuk, is a brief call, which is the way we would use Yevava in the colloquial, or whether it means a shever, which is the way the Braita spoke about it. Tana Rabbana. Minayin shebeshofar. You know, let's get down to basics. It never says anything in the pasuk about using a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is weird. We're taking for granted that there's a shofar, but the truth is that, as we know, there were two ways of making that sound. One was the trumpet, which was the chatzotzra, which is the way it was certainly used for most of the purposes during the midbar and for the tefillas and the taniyot and so on, and on the karbanos. I mean, and all it says, ta'aviru, by Rosh Hashanah, all it says, rather, is the Truah, Yom Truah, Zichron Truah, never says a word about a shofar, at least not in Chabishukum Shetorah. I mean, we know that we had back in Tehillim, we had the Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, the Kesel Yom Chageinu, but we certainly don't want to go to Tehillim as the sole basis of saying that there's a chiyuv of Tikkun Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So, minayin shebeshofar. How do we know that you're supposed to use a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? We finally get to the end of our Masech, the last page. And, you know, by the way, who said that you're supposed to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar, and here, again, throughout Masech, we've also been assuming that the shofar, the dinim of the Tkia that we know from Yom Kippurim of Yovel is similar to Rosh Hashanah, and we've assumed the whole time there's some mysterious Gzeirah Shavah that we haven't even learned yet. But somehow it's there. And at last we're going to discuss it, and it turns out that we just ignore it for some reason. So how do we know that there's a din of shofar? Talmud Lomar, v'ha'avarta shofar tru'ah. Now, of course, the problem is that the pasuk v'ha'avarta shofar tru'ah is b'yom ha'kippurim ta'aviru. That's a reference to Yovel. So there it says, b'yom ha'kippurim ta'aviru shofar b'chol ha'atzachem. Maybe the din of shofar is only said on yom ha'kippurim of Yovel. Who's to say that it's a din in every Rosh Hashanah? But Rosh Hashanah minayin? So, Eimli Ela B'Yovel, how do you know that that means Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lomar, therefore, we look at the Pasuk again and note that it says, V'avarta shofar tru'ah b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'asor l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim. Is that news to anybody? That Yom HaKippurim is b'chodesh ha'shvi'i b'asor l'chodesh? I mean, if you tell me to do something on Yom Kippur, and the year of the Yovel, do you think we might be able to figure out ourselves that that turns out to be on the 10th of Tishrei? So what does the Torah have to give us now? By the way, in case you forgot when Yom Kippur is, it falls out on the 10th of Tishrei every Yovel. And what's that for? So, she'en Talmud Lomar b'Chodesh HaShvi'i. What is this business of Chodesh HaShvi'i? Ma Talmud Lomar b'Chodesh HaShvi'i? The only meaning to those words would be to tell me shiyu kol tiruot shel chodesh hashvi'i ze kaze. It's to tell me, now this is not Gzeirah Shavah. I'm not learning one chodesh hashvi'i from another chodesh hashvi'i. This is what's called a hekesh. The Torah is coming along here to tell us that all dinim that have to do with the sounds of trua in the seventh month are being defined the same way. So we're being makish all truas of chodesh hashvi'i one to another. If in one place the Torah tells us that it has to be done with a shofar, and that it only tells us in Yom Kippur V'yayva, it means by definition that all the other tkiyas of chodesh hashvi'i, which of course is Rosh Hashanah of every year, and the year of the Yovel as well, should also be basically bishof. That tells us so far that you have to make the sound of a true ah. It doesn't say anything about being tokea. How do you know that there's a din of a tekia? And at first, before doing the trua, you do a tekia. Talmud lomer v'ha'avarta shofar tiru'ah. The Torah says a lashon of ha'avarta shofar tiru'ah. So that means that there's some type of smooth sound first before the trua, which comes simple and just derech ha'avara, and then we get to the trua. Uminayin shepshuta la'achareha, Talmud lomar ta'aviru shofar. So we have the avarta shofar and then trua, and then it closes with, after telling us the trua, ta'aviru shofar. So that means you have avarat shofar, trua, and avarat shofar. So the tkia, trua, tkia. In the Ella B'Yovel, again, that pasuk is only said on Yom Kippur of Yovel. How do you know B'Rosh Hashanah Minayin? Talmud Lomar B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. Once again, ain't Talmud Lomar B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. What's the point of mentioning that Yom Kippur falls out of the seventh month? Ma Talmud Lomar B'Chodesh HaShvi'i? Shiyu kol teruot HaChodesh HaShvi'i zekazeh. To tell me that in the same way that there's Pshuta Lefanea and Pshuta Lacharea of the Trua on Yom Kippur of Yovel, so too Rosh Hashanah, even though it doesn't mention this din of Havarat Shofar, and it only mentions the din of Truah, Zichron Truah, there too you need to have a Pshuta Lefanea and a Pshuta La'acharea. So far we haven't met any Gzeirah Shavah. All we've seen is a Hekesh,